Exercise 9, page 33.
Hi, Wendy. I haven't seen you for some time. How is your online accountancy course going?
Oh, hello, Damien. Nice to see you. The course is going fine, thanks.
When do you finally qualify?
In 6 months' time, I hope. We do have certain deadlines to meet for our assignments. The good thing about the course, though, is the flexibility. I mean, you're not tied to a class timetable. You can sit up at night as late as you want and do stuff. I do my best thinking then.
Yes, I know you're a bit of a night owl. I imagine it must suit you not to have to travel into college every day as well, since you live such a long way out of town.
You're right there. Living on a remote farm in the middle of nowhere like I do is a big headache when you have to commute. Being able to do the course online and not have to worry about that sort of thing is a big plus. What's more, I'm amazed at how techno-savvy I've become.
How do you mean?
Well, it's given me the advantage of improving my computer skills. I'm now familiar with a lot more programs, and I've learned to be more efficient in the way I do research online.
But don't you find with distance learning that you miss having direct verbal contact with a tutor? I mean, sometimes you may have a question that can't be easily answered in an email. Surely, when you need a detailed explanation, it's better if you can speak to the teacher directly.
Occasionally, yes. In fact, once I resorted to phoning my tutor when I really couldn't understand something.
Another problem with distance learning is that you can't get the practical hands-on experience you need. I was thinking of registering for an online carpentry course, for example, but it was too theoretical. I wanted to get more involved in physically making things.
Yes, I know what you mean. Some subjects are more suited to e-learning than others.
Anyway, Wendy, I have to dash. Good luck with the rest of the accountancy course. Let me know when you finish.
Thanks, Damien. I will. Bye for now.